Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1, there is a wake-up call. They say, arise. And the reason you have to arise is because there is a shine that is tied to your destiny for your generation. And until you arise, you cannot bring value to your generation and you cannot bring God's purpose to your generation. At least the one that is tied to you. Because every man on earth is an errand from heaven. The way God sends messages to the earth realm is through the womb gate. When men are born, an errand is sent from heaven. And that errand is supposed to be a light that illuminates darkness until people begin to find their destiny. But you see, he said that can never happen, no matter how powerful your ordination is, until you arise. He said when you arise, you will shine. And when you shine, he said the proof that you are shining is not the language you are speaking, it's the people that follow you. So followership is not something you lobby for. Followership is a product of shining. And so when people are following you, it means there is a light. And then it's not just people following you. It's also the quality of people following you. Because the quality of people following you is a definition of the kind of light you are emitting. If sick people come around you, it means there is a light from you that addresses sickness. If kings come around you, it means there's a light from you that educates people that have business with thrones. And so when you look back and nobody is following you, it means you are walking in darkness. Some persons, because of the privilege of the ordinance of marriage, at least one woman is following them. Even that one, they can't lead. They come home, they slap her, they kick her, they punch her. That one is marriage that made it possible. The only one following you, she now helped your life and increased you by 3 children. So 4 people are following you. Even that one you cannot lead. It means your life is dry. And so there is an alarm. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. There are 3 things you need to understand about that scripture, arise. Number one is to awake. Because when it says arise, it doesn't mean people are lying down. It actually means people are in the state of slumber. They are dead. So they have to wake up even before they rise. And so Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14, it says, awake, awake, thou that sleepest. Rise up from the dead and Christ will give you light. So a people are not just lying down. They are actually dead. And the reason they are dead is because they can't pick what God is saying. If you are sitting in this room tonight and you cannot tell with precision what God is saying about your life, then this conference is for you. Awake! Because when the devil comes, he will deaden your frequencies, your faculties. You can't pick signals anymore. Your life becomes a product of luck and chance. If you hear that things are working in Zimbabwe, you're on your way to Zimbabwe. If you hear that things are working in UK, you're on your way to UK. See, sons don't wonder. We journey for inheritance. We don't wonder. We don't wonder. When you find a son moving, it's because he's following a light. He's following a light. A spirit appeared to him in the halls of the Chaldees and said, come, I will take you to a land. So he's pursuing inheritance. He's not a wanderer. He's not a nomadic farmer looking for anywhere there is pasture. He is following a voice. There is a light he's following. But you see, when you can't find people who are specifically directed, it means they are in slumber. And so for such people, there is a call to awake, awake, awake. And so when you awake, then you come into the second phase, which is responsibility. That's when you now understand the meaning of arise. Because arise is not God will lift you up. Arise is for you to take responsibility for your destiny. Because when God tells you, this is who you will be, you will now prepare for a journey. Because you will go through a process in order to become it. So arise, number one, implies to wake up from the powers of slumber. Arise, number two, implies waking up to responsibility, taking the responsibilities of your destiny. There are many persons who don't understand the place of responsibility. They are waiting for prophecies from January to December. Prophecies are powerful, but there's a part you must play. No matter the prophecies you receive, no matter the oil poured on your head, if you don't wake up to the consecrations of your destiny, you will never become. And so the second meaning of arise in that scripture is to come into responsibility so that you receive everything that God is bringing in the light that is directed in your path. And then the third thing about that scripture is for you to shine. That is to put to work what God has put on your inside. And so a man who wakes up, hears what God is saying, understands what God has given him, he takes responsibility to refine it and to perfect himself to walk in it, and then he begins to put it to work. If you wake up, take responsibility to refine what God has given you and begin to put it to work to the degree that it impacts humanity, then you have arisen. If your life is not impacting humanity and bringing glory to God, then you have not arisen as a son. And so you wake up from slumber, you take responsibility of refinement, and then you impact humanity and glorify God.